games to amuse the newly born god, and to simulate his sports with the wanton dairymaids of Brindaban. Butter played a prominent part in these. When the cradle had been removed, the principal nobles of the state gathered together for an innocent frolic. They removed their turbans, and one put a lump of butter on his forehead and waited for it to slide down his nose into his mouth. Before it could arrive, another stole up behind him, snatched the melting morsel, and swallowed it himself. All laughed exultantly at discovering that the divine sense of humour coincided with their own. God see love. There is fun in heaven. God can play practical jokes upon himself, draw chairs away from beneath his own posteriors, set his own turbans on fire, and steal his own petticoats when he bathes. By sacrificing good taste, this worship achieved what Christianity has shirked, the inclusion of merriment. All spirit as well as all matter must participate in salvation, and if practical jokes are banned, the circle is incomplete. Having swallowed the butter, they played another game which chanced to be graceful, the fondling of Sri Krishna under the similitude of a child. A pretty red and gold ball is thrown, and he who catches it chooses a child from the crowd, raises it in his arms, and carries it round to be caressed. All stroke the darling creature for the Creator's sake, and murmur happy words. The child is restored to his parents, the ball thrown on, and another child becomes for a moment the world's desire. And the Lord bounds hither and thither through the aisles, chance and the sport of chance, irradiating little mortals with his immortality. When they had played this long enough, and being exempt from boredom, they played it again and again. They played it again and again. They took many sticks and hit them together, whack, smack, as though they fought the Pandava wars, and threshed and churned with them, and later on they hung from the roof of the temple in a net, a great black earthenware jar which was painted here and there with red and wreathed with dried figs. Now came a rousing sport. Springing up, they struck at the jar with their sticks. It cracked, broke, and a mass of greasy rice and milk poured onto their faces. They ate and smeared one another's mouths and dived between each other's legs for what had been pashed upon the carpet. This way and that spread the divine mess, until the line of schoolboys, who had somewhat fended off the crowd, broke for their share. The corridors, the courtyard, were filled with benign confusion. Also the flies awoke and claimed their share of God's bounty. There was no quarrelling, owing to the nature of the gift, for blessed is the man who confers it on another. He imitates God. And those imitations, those substitutions, continued to flicker through the assembly for many hours, awaking in each man, according to his capacity, an emotion that he would not have had otherwise. No definite image survived. At the birth, it was questionable whether a silver doll, or a mud village, or a silk napkin, or an intangible spirit, or a pious resolution had been born. Perhaps all these things. Perhaps none. Perhaps all birth is an allegory. Still, it was the main event of the religious year. It caused strange thoughts. Covered with grease and dust, Professor Godbole had once more developed the life of his spirit. He had, with increasing vividness, again seen Mrs. Moore, and round her faintly clinging forms of trouble. He was a Brahmin, she Christian, but it made no difference. It made no difference whether she was a trick of his memory or a telepathic appeal. It was his duty, as it was his desire, to place himself in the position of the god and to love her, and to place himself in her position, and to say to the god, "Come, come, come, come." This was all he could do. How inadequate! But each according to his own capacities, and he knew that his own were small.
"One old English woman and one little, little wasp," he thought, as he stepped out of the temple into the grey of a pouring wet morning. "It does not seem much. Still, it is more than I am myself."
End of disc 8. Please continue with the next disc.